there's a report out which shows, and it's positive news on the face of it, it's that the Road Safety Authority are finally getting on top of the driving licence waiting times. The RSA have said its centres are well ahead of schedule for the target of a 16-week waiting list by this month. CEO Brendan Walsh said the authority was on track to achieve a national average of a 10-week waiting time by next month. These results are a clear sign that our action plan is working. We've made significant strides in just a few months thanks to the dedication of our staff and the support of the Department of Transport. And the wait times in Kerry are down to 11 weeks is what we've heard, from highs of 20 to 21 to 22 weeks is what we've seen more recently. It's down to 11 weeks. What's your experience? How long are you waiting for your driving test if you're willing to take it? Or what is the situation if you're not willing to take it? According to figures from a report out from Park, which is the road safety group, more than 38,000 drivers are still on a learner permit after 11 years. And junior minister in this area, Sean Canny, has signalled that once the goal of an average 10-week waiting time is achieved, he will ban the rollover of learner permits. So is the end coming for those permanent provisional drivers? Well, with me in the line to talk about this in more detail is Creveen White, who is manager at Cuchulain Driving Lessons in Cork and a member of the Professional Drivers Alliance of Ireland. Creveen, good morning to you and thanks very much for taking time to talk to us on the programme.
Hello.
Hello, Creveen, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, Creveen, can you tell me, first of all, I suppose, your reaction, first of all, to the fact that the wait times for lessons are reducing. They're getting on top of it and they're getting closer to their 10-week target of a no longer than 10 weeks waiting for a lesson. Good news, I take it.
Oh, that's very positive news, as you said earlier. Indeed, it is. The Department of Transport and the RSA this year have really worked together hard to get the wait times down. But it was a very necessary step. You know, there's a lot of people waiting for driving tests and it's affecting their lives and their livelihoods, you know, and people need a full license due to work commitments and all this, you know.
Yeah, what were you hearing from people who were coming to you for lessons about how bad things were?
Oh, they were very disappointed to wait such a long time, you know. And the trouble was, you see, that when people were coming for the lessons and you'd finish the lessons with them, there was a big gap between their finishing their lessons and getting called for the driving test. So either they would have had to spend more money on lessons or keep on practicing their driving with the support of their parents or somebody else or a friend, you know, while they're waiting for their tests, if they could do that at all, you know. But there was difficulties there because people didn't have that support sometimes, you know.
Yeah, and most people wanted their lessons. They had to do a mandatory number of lessons, their tests, and then get the test done at the same time while it was all fresh in their mind, while they were in the habit, the good habits of driving, to clear the test.
Yes, that is correct. And we had just had to encourage them, people, to try and keep driving after they finish their 12 mandatory lessons, try and keep driving in some shape or form so they wouldn't lose the good habits that they would have learned when they were doing their lessons, you know.
Okay, and look, when it comes to a note, they're trying to tackle the number of people who are waiting, obviously. They're trying to tackle the number of people who are on provisional license, get them onto full licenses. But we have this stubborn problem. 38,000 drivers across the country still on a learner permit after 11 years. And we've done stories on this. There's a good proportion of them in Kerry. People out there who are driving away, probably never intending ever to do a lesson.
I know. That is correct. That is correct. And there's been a lot said about this situation within the industry. They're going to get on top of this, like the Minister Kenny has said. After they get the wait times down to 10 weeks on average, they're going to tackle this issue. And what's coming is going to be difficult for some people, but hopefully, you know, it'll help road safety. At the end of the day, that's the important thing.
How do you think it would help, Creveen? Do you have concerns about people who never did their driving test?
Well, I suppose anybody who drives the roads a lot will see what's happening on the roads these days. Like, the basic skills in a lot of cases aren't there, you know?
They're just not there.
Like, you know, they're not there. You can see how some people drive, you know. And I would have concerns that, you know, I've seen a lot of maybe more mature drivers in the last couple of months have come for lessons. And, you know, while they were able to get around from A to B safely enough, there were some things that they would have learned that they didn't know, you know, and they were grateful to have been shown the right way to do things, you know.
So you are some people seeing the writing on the wall here that they feel this day is coming, they're going to have to do their test. So they're trying to get into good habits and learn all you need to learn to pass the test today.
Yes, that day is coming. And to be honest with you, next year there's a lot of talk about how they're going to strengthen the driving test and have people do more than they're doing currently in the driving test to pass it.
Yeah.
So the driving test next year is going to be more difficult for people.
Right.
So anybody who thinks they're going to be forced to do a driving test soon, the sooner they do it, the better.
Now is the time, is what you're saying. Change is coming.
Now is the time, because we're waiting on announcements from the Road Safety Authority as to what's exactly going to happen next year. Because we know things are going to happen. We have an inkling on what might happen, but nothing has been confirmed yet. But there's three or four different things that they're talking about.
Like what? Give me an example of what you think might come in.
Well, at the moment you do a reverse around the corner and a turnabout in the driving test.
Yeah.
They're the two main manoeuvres you do. Well, you know, he'll start as well. But currently the reverse around the corner is to the left. They're talking about maybe putting in a reverse around the corner to the right, maybe some reverse parallel parking, and maybe some bay parking in the driving test as well. When you go back to test, that is reverse bay parking. And now you still only do two manoeuvres in the test, but you won't know what two manoeuvres you'll do
Yes.
if you go on your test.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. Okay.
So the time it takes through the test will still stay the same, but the manoeuvres you'll do, you won't know what you're doing until you're actually on the test route.
Okay.
Right. They're also going to introduce maybe some ask you possibly, you know, these are all
only
suggestions at the moment.
Yeah,
but they're also going to ask you maybe about these new advanced driver assistance systems, ADAS. They're going to ask you maybe how to operate some of them in the cars as you're driving along on the test. And they're also going to introduce possibly some independent driving to the test, which has been on the cars for a number of years, but it hasn't happened yet. And the last thing that they're talking about is possibly going into more detail on the bonnet checks that are currently carried out in the driving test anyway.
Okay.
We're going to go into more detail on them.
Okay, so a much tougher proposition next year, so time to do it now. The numbers are serious here. Like, there's more than 11,000 motorists driving around today, still driving on a learner permit after more than 20 years. 27,000 on the permit between 11 and 20 years. So it's a significant number that'll have to be dealt with.
Yes, we were taught ourselves last December there by the RSA that there was 63,000 people on their third subsequent learner permit, and that approximately a third of them had never done their mandatory 12 ETC lessons, and that another third of them had never, ever sat a driving test. So it's a big number, right? Big numbers involved, and you know, the sooner people get through this, the better.
Okay, because it does contribute to better habits, better driving, and that's where it go for road safety, really, Quibin.
It does, and it's going to get more difficult for them the longer they leave it.
Okay. All right. Well, Quibin, thanks so much for talking to us in the programme this morning about that and filling us in relation to it. That's Quibin White there, who is manager at Cuchulainn Driving School in Cork and a member of the Professional Driving Instructors Association of Ireland. And all change to be coming. So if you are on those rollover licences, the news is the minister has said they're going to stop allowing the rollovers, and the changes that are on the way in the test, you're better off doing it sooner rather than later. Okay, we'll see what that one says, and we'll see what the RSA bring in when they look to change those things. If you've a view, if you've been driving for years, what do you make of that?